Listen to this. Isn't this practically Ulysses? This is the end of that poem. When the thing we freely forfeit is kept with fonderer care kept than we could have kept it, kept far with fonderer care, and this is the real Ulysses part here, finer, fonderer care kept, where kept? Do but tell us, where kept, where, yonder, what, high as that? We follow, now we follow, yonder, yes, yonder, yonder, yonder. This ecstatic poetry has a chromaticism that leads the ear far away from the lucid C majorish meaning of how to keep beauty from vanishing away, or my heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. Instead, the ear is led toward the new pleasures of sheer sonority and on to bigger and better ambiguities, then on to Ezra Pound and to Dylan Thomas, to James Joyce, and to the ultimate reductio, Gertrude Stein, naturally, who wrote, among other things, let Lucy, Lily, Lily, Lucy, Lucy, let Lucy, Lucy, Lily, 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 and phonology has virtually taken over. Syntax is all but vanished, leaving a semantic vacuum. It would seem with all this talk of chromatic poetry that I've strayed from the main line, music, but there's method in the madness, because the Romantic Revolution we're discussing brought with it a new interaction of poetry and music, in fact, of all the arts. It's as though the arts became more interested in one another, as did the artists themselves.